The proposed supportive housing and shelter facility at Braidwood Road may see the Connect Center tucked deeper into the property and away from the street, a director at BC Housing told Courtenay Council on Wednesday, April 10. Vancouver Island Director of Regional Development at BC Housing Sarah Smith appeared at Council on April 10. She said planners at BC Housing have been thoughtful of residential impacts in the area as they design a proposed supportive housing facility for 925 Braidwood Road. The way that we're currently looking to place the shelter is that it would be closer to the Ryan Road juncture, said Smith. The permanent housing is planned to be facing the other multi-unit housing on Braidwood. It means the Connect Center shelter would be behind a supportive housing facility. It would be tucked further into the long property which stretches between Braidwood Road and Ryan Road. Smith added that BC Housing is considering options to reduce the impact on the community. There's a lot of opportunities for us to create landscaping and other areas of separation between the properties, she said. The site is quite large. If the Connect Center is shifted closer to Ryan Road, it would be within roughly 100 meters of the Comox Valley RCMP detachment, according to Google Maps. The police detachment shares a property line with the far end of 925 Braidwood Road. The long property is seen at 925 Braidwood Road, where BC Housing plans to build a new supportive housing facility. Photo: Comox Valley Regional District, edited by Comox Valley Record. The director added there will be several opportunities for the community to engage with BC Housing leaders. The agency plans to host multiple events in Courtenay tailored to hear feedback, suggestions and concerns related to the proposal at 925 Braidwood Road. Acting Mayor Melanie McCollum emphasized she encourages representatives from BC Housing to engage with the Courtenay community as fast as possible. The sooner there's a formalized way for that to happen, the better. It's not just the information piece, but it's also the opportunity to raise concerns and have that interface with BC Housing. So I would really like to see that, said McCollum. The proposal at Braidwood Avenue announced this month would be roughly 60 units of supportive housing in the neighborhood near the RCMP detachment on Ryan Road. It would also have a separate unit with room for roughly 40 shelter beds, and a space that could function as an extreme weather response shelter. Newsletter. Sign up for our free newsletter.